All right. I think I'm sounding okay. I've got a microphone right in my face.
You sound glorious, my dear.
No, you do. And you get to open.
Well, guess what? Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol. And this is Season 5, Episode 9 of Sticky Pickles, Great Grand's Ghost and Overheard. Loving this.
Oh, yes.
I look forward to this every week. You know that, doing this show?
Same. And I have to warn you, maybe delight you, that my story is exceptionally stupid.
So. Yay! mine's special too. So, now, listeners, we got a comment from a listener this week that Maria shared with me. Maria, you're doing the honors, but you sent it to me saying, "Oh my God, look what we just got," and it actually basically brought a tear to my eye. I was so thrilled in hearing it. And so I thought we could maybe share it. What do you think?
I would love to do that, but why don't we save it till the end of the show?
All right.
Yeah. We'll save it to the end. So yeah, it's an awesome comment.
All right. Maria, then let's move to you because you're opening the show. Maria, what is Great Grand's Ghost, your sticky pickle?
Yeah, so Great Grand's Ghost. So not Great Grand as in great grandmother, but Great Grand's Ghost. Think like Batman.
And a great alliteration, may I say.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're very
welcome.
And
I just realized I don't have a name for my character. Give me a half a second. Sorry, Carol,
Ashley.
We're all chatting. Ashley, thank you. Ashley, that's exactly it. Mickey and Ashley, thank you. I just was like, I don't have a name.
I just made it.
Okay.
Mark. Yeah.
No, Ashley's perfect. All right. Okay. So Ashley is a very lovely 17-year-old. Who lives with her mom, and it's just mom, dad is long gone, and mom lives in what was her house growing up. So it used to be Gran's house, grandma's house, but now mom lives there with Ashley, okay?
Yep.
Gran has been ill for quite some time and really loves the house that she brought her children up in, and mom is hoping that before Gran passes on to the meadows beyond, that she can renovate the house in a beautiful, lovely way so Gran can see it before she pushes up daisies. Dies. Euphemistically. So Ashley loves her Gran, loves her mom, and loves her boyfriend.
Right.
There's a reason I'm mentioning all of this. So just put a pin in that. So mom has some very eccentric tastes in decor. The house that she is renovating that she grew up in, like post-war 1940s, 1950s house. It's not a humongous house. It's modest. It's made with, you know, whatever materials were on hand. The paint was modest. The styling was modest. There's nothing really extraordinary about it. So I guess because mom grew up in a very modest house, she wants to kind of do it up luxury.
Oh.
So she decides for the living room, which is, you know, the pala, as we say here in the Boston, to put up very expensive, very high-end Velvet Crush wallpaper.
I freaking love that stuff.
What do you know / remember, because I haven't seen Velvet Crush wallpaper in a long time, but what do you remember about it?
That you can put your hand on it and you can run your hand and it will do that tonal change of textures. You can actually draw on it. Because
yes.
It's brushed velvet, you see?
Yes.
So you get like dresses, like all that stuff. Yeah, it was great.
It does look pretty cool. I remember I had a friend whose family had wallpaper like that. And there was like this whole thing that furniture can't touch up against it because it'll completely fuck up the wall. So put a pin in that. Because I don't know if everyone's familiar with this
stuff. There's a lot of pins. I feel like a freaking voodoo doll.
Yeah, there's two pins that I hope y'all are juggling right now.
Y'all.
Again, I'm not from the South. I have no right to say y'all. I'm from Massachusetts. We don't say that. but part of the reason mom is renovating is, again, just to hopefully that Gran will get to see this glory that she has brought upon the house. But also, since Ashley, our 17-year-old, is, you know, she's pretty much grown up. She's no longer got, like, sticky toffee fingers and drawing on the walls with a magic marker. Mom's like, you know what? It's time for me to treat myself and renovate the house so it looks the way I've always wanted it and not just, like, the functional, got to keep it clean because I've got 100%. Kids out.
Yeah. You go, girl.
So she's like, I want to have nice things now.
That I like.
That yeah. I like, that are my taste. I'm going to make this house mine. And Grant dies.
Okay.
Before she has a chance to see the glorious light rosé Velvet Crush wallpaper. And Mom is devastated. Now, of course, it wasn't just about the wallpaper, of course, about losing her mom. But still, she never got to see the wallpaper. And Ashley is feeling really bad for her mom. And yeah. So a couple weeks pass after her grand passes. So do you remember being 17?
Maybe.
Did you have a significant other as a teenager? Or
yes.
Did you have many significant other? Okay. Do you remember at that age that the hormones just kind of cloud everything out?
Yep.
Including grief in some cases?
I don't think I had grief then, actually. Oh, my dog died, and that was like the worst thing that had ever happened to me. My mom called and said he died of a heart attack, and I cried for days. So that was the worst thing that had happened to me at that age. Yep.
Yeah, that does suck when that happens. Well, in Ashley's case, she did love Grant. She misses Grant, but she also has a boyfriend that she really loves. And they've been starting to get serious, but they haven't had a chance yet. And then one evening, Mom is out with friends. It's the first time Mom has gone out with friends in a long time. And so Ashley's home alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's home alone with the expensive Velvet Crush wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And her main squeeze, who has yet to really get a lot of alone time with Ashley. So Ashley and Main Squeeze are sitting in the living room on the lovely low-backed couch that happens to be near that gorgeous new accent wall with the beautiful blush rosé Velvet Crush wallpaper.
I'm there, baby. I'm there.
You're there. Okay, so I feel like I don't need to connect too many dots when two teenagers who have been dying to get their hands all over each other finally get some alone time. Imagination needs to be used, but I don't need
is
to.
Is it a sin that I imagine myself there with Tom Selleck or something, or Jeff Goldblum,
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
Just imagine David Hasselhoff's chest is the Velvet Crush wallpaper.
Oh,
and you run your hands all over
those little pubes sticking out.
just the flock goes in different directions.
Ew.
Go against the grain. You know, it's good. So, you know, a fun time is had by all, and it is on the low-backed couch directly against the wall where the expensive Velvet Crush wallpaper is. And
okay, number one, I have a lot of hot sex in mine as well, and which is crazy.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm so there. Okay.
Ashley and Main Squeeze have a wonderful time. There's no drama here. They have a nice time. Eventually, he heads home before it gets too late or his curfew or whatever. They're 17. And nobody's any the wiser. All is well. Ashley's not forbidden from seeing anybody, but Mom doesn't happen to know that Ashley's seeing someone. But, like, it's okay. She's 17. It's whatever. Mom comes home. It's, like, 2 in the morning, so she just kind of blearily-eyed just plops into bed
Why is she coming in from 2 a.m.? Like, she's been at a club
or
something?
She's been out partying with her friends. Whatever. Let her live a little. Don't you ever get, like, five glasses of wines with a friend?
Now I'm judgy. I'm just asking where she came from.
Now you're judgy. Like Ashley having sex on the couch with no adults around. Oh, actually, that's weirder. That's weirder if there were adults.
She's like, where the fuck is Mom?
No, she was out. She's, like, having glasses of wine with friends.
She's at an orgy. Okay, so she comes in. Who cares?
It doesn't matter what Mom's been doing.
Exactly.
She gets home real late. She doesn't turn on the lights because, you know, it's late and her eyes are going, and I'm not as young as I used to be, and I just want to collapse in bed and pretend I'm not going to have a hangover for 5 days.
She's not strung out on heroin or anything.
No.
Okay,
no. Mom's fine. Mom just had a wine or five. She's fine. And again, Mom plops in bed, collapses. She knows, she sees that, she does the thing where she opens the door and she sees that Ashley is safely tucked in bed and snoozing and, like, all is well. You know, everybody goes to sleep. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. Next morning, Mom is brewing herself a very mandatory cup of coffee. And she walks around the house, just sort of like cup of coffee in hand.
Yeah.
And as she enters the living room, she sees She sees something.
I predicted.
Okay, but I haven't even gotten to the part that I...
Okay,
she drops her cup of coffee out of her hands, drops it right onto the floor in shock.
Because?
There's a handprint! There's a handprint in the middle of the wall! And it's a big handprint. Like, it's definitely bigger than Ashley's hand.
Almost manly.
Oh, well, one cannot discern the gender of one's hand from one's handprint. Okay, yeah. But it is smack dab in the middle of the wall. It's at a really interesting angle. And Mom is losing her mind. Because she puts her hand on it. She's like, my hand doesn't fit that. And it's kind of sausagey fingers. And those are like, you know, Gran's hands were kind of sausagey fingers like that.
The arthritis and everything.
Oh, my God. This must be Gran sending me a signal from the beyond. Because that handprint does not come out, for the record. She's rubbing her hands on it to be like, maybe someone just tapped it when they were moving something. No, that handprint is rubbed well into the flocking. It ain't coming out. Somebody, like, there's some serious friction from the spirits beyond. And Ashley hears the cup of coffee that just clatter all over the floor. And she hears Mom going, woo! And Ashley turns as white as a ghost because she knows what the fuck happened. And she thinks she's busted, of course. But Mom's going on and on about, like, it's Gran! It's Gran! See, it's a sign! She's calling to us! Flash forward a week. Mom is now spending $5 a minute talking to psychic mediums online in California.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Mom.
Convinced that her mother is sending her a sign and is trying to talk to her because poor Gran never got to see the gorgeous, expensive Velvet Crush wallpaper in rosé. What is Gran trying to say through the wallpaper? Okay.
I know what my sticky pickle is.
What would you do if you were Ashley? Uh-huh. Would you do anything at all, or would you just let this play out?
Fuck. Okay. I'm going to tell you my options in my head. Number one, I know how to get those prints out of frickin' velvet. I'm going to tell all our listeners.
Just like you steam or
ice
something?
Cubes.
Or?
Ice cubes.
Damn!
You just rub the ice cube on it. Rub it. You'll need to wear gloves and it'll all come out and everything will be fine. Okay? That's how you do it.
Wow. I'm news you can use, everybody. Well, this podcast is both funny and informative.
And today I learned. Yes. You tell her she won't believe you. She won't believe you. She'll be like, okay, sure. That wouldn't leave a print like that. Like, you would have to reenact the fucking in front of Mom.
Yeah, but then Ashley would be busted because Mom doesn't know that Ashley's got a squeeze.
Right, and she's very young.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say, in theory, she's not supposed to, but I know opinions differ. Mm. But I'm just going to say, in this case, maybe Ashley's not supposed
to. I think you just say stum, but the problem is the pennies disappearing down the plug hole of, you know, Mystic Meg or whoever she's talking to.
Yeah. $5 a minute. They're not cheap. I actually looked it up for this podcast.
So maybe you would. Okay. So maybe you find a local medium. You go chat to them and say, look, this is the sitch. Right.
And they're like, ethically, I can't, by the bounds of ethics in my chosen profession.
I will bring her to you. You do not charge her more than 10 quid an hour. Deal. She'll be here 3 days a week. That's 30 quid a week for the rest of your life from her. I will never interfere and encourage her to come to you. Blah, blah, blah. Handshake.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
I'm totally showing everyone how my brain works. It's really scary.
I know. I'm like, okay. That's an interesting idea.
What would you do?
Okay. So here's what Ashley did. She does decide to say shtum. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. She wants to see her boyfriend again. Her house is the only place they can do that. Okay. Because he's got like 20 siblings or something. They just can't meet at his place. And
Triplets after triplets.
Yeah. And the local park has too many lights. And I don't know. The movie theater's closed. I'm trying to think of all the places. I mean, I know people get creative, but like they can't. It's just like the only place they can do it is at Ashley's house. Okay. So Ashley decides to station him in hopes that this just kind of blows over. But the problem is Mom is escalating things. So she starts bringing her friends over. She starts bringing family members over, and they're all, like, with her going, whoa. Like, nobody is thinking, oh, this is clearly a sex handprint. Everyone's going, that's weird. And that's just, like, that's got to be something. You know, some of Gran's other kids, some of the aunties and uncles are going, there's only one way to know if this is for real. You need to first make it a shrine. So hang up some fairy lights, put garland of flowers, put pictures of Gran everywhere in the living room for sure.
Yeah, invite
make
her.
Make sure she knows
invite
that she's at home.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, invite her in.
Okay, whoa. Would a house full of pictures of you make you feel at home?
Well,
think
sort
of it, if you're a ghost, right?
If I'm a ghost, if I was dead.
Okay, you die. You come back to your family home going, I'm just going to check out, make sure everyone's okay. And all around you is like an obsession wall of Maria.
I think I'd feel pretty at home, yeah. An obsession wall?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm dead, so that's pretty cool. You know, I left my handprint on the wall and everything, like, hey. And they're going, we hear you, 10-4. In case you forget what you look like, here are pictures of your wrinkled old face.
You do everything you could to write, hi, in the velvet crushed curtain.
in the velvet crushed, yes. So, but they go, okay, you got to make sure she feels at home. Put up flowers, fairy lights, yep. You know, lots of pictures of Grant everywhere. You cannot escape her gaze. And on all the tables and walls, right? And then to make sure you don't miss next time she appears, set up cameras everywhere, especially in the living room.
I love it.
So obviously there's a conundrum for Ashley now because there's a camera pointed directly at her favorite couch.
Yeah, she ain't fucking there.
She ain't fucking there. So
that should be the name of this episode, by the way.
She ain't fucking there. Yeah. She ain't fucking
exactly.
There and she ain't fucking there. That should be
okay,
the
we're changing
the
it right now.
Yeah, we are. Okay. So Ashley's conundrum is she would like to fuck there. She does not want a camera on her when she's doing
how far,
it.
How big is this wall? Not very big. The crushed velvet wall? Accent wall?
It's like a little accent wall. So, I mean, does size matter?
Do you? Okay. So she wants.
I'm curious why the question. That's.
I'm just thinking she could go outside of the camera's scope.
Oh, no. There's cameras every fucking where. Like, not a single angle. Like, there's no way Main Squeeze Boy could sneak into the house without being seen.
I've got this.
Yeah, okay.
You need to buy a Super King bed sheet, right? Wear it on your head. Have your man, Michael, wear one too, and we'll be like two ghosts getting it on.
Ghost fucking.
Not Gran's great ghosts. But two ghosts fucking.
No. I actually really like that solution better than what actually Ashley ended up doing. I think she should just do that. Ta-da! Yeah,
I have a tear in my eye. I went from ghost fucking to crying.
Ghost fucking. ghost fuckers.
TM Maria.
Curl. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's, you're going to do even better than that now. So let's.
I'm going to try my best.
You're going to nail it. Come on, bud. You got this. What is your sticky pickle? It is overheard.
Right. Okay. So Courtney works shifts at the hospital as a nurse practitioner. Okay, I don't know if you have those in the States.
Oh, indeed, we do, yes. They're sort of like in between a nurse and a doctor is sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is important because the Sticky Pickles has one big looming question that needs to be answered. Is this a hospital HR issue?
Oh, are we doing HIPAA violations today or what are we on? Okay. let's put on our InfoSec hats so we can get nominated for another cybersecurity podcast award.
If this is InfoSec, OMG.
I want that award, Curl.
Well, okay, if we get it for this, I love it. So we've got Courtney, she's mid-30s, has been working at this hospital, and it's a big hospital, city hospital, for like the last 9 years. And honestly, she looks around. She hardly knows anybody that's been there, you know, as long as her on her floor. And I don't know about you, but when you have that kind of seniority somehow, there's perks, right? Like, you feel like an additional sense of responsibility, maybe, if things go awry. So, like, if the emergency door was left open, you'd shut it or you'd get someone to do it. Or if there was something on the floor, you'd pick it up or get someone to pick it up because you don't want anyone, especially a patient, slipping.
Right. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Right. You're just kind of on the ball. You're kind of always looking around the hospital. You're almost like an office, a voluntary office manager of sorts. Just making sure everything's running as it should. Tickety-boo.
Okay.
And our pickly-rickly situation on this fine day, Maria.
Yes.
It begins in the washroom.
This fine day begins in the washroom. Okay.
And this hospital has one large bathroom on each floor for staff to use. And with all the people who have worked in the place for a long time, you develop your favorite stall, right? So maybe you've worked in a company. You had your favorite, like, place to do your business. Yes.
Yes.
Are you getting a coffee? Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm like, how much do I want to reveal? Yes. Yes, I have. Yes.
I certainly did.
Yes.
I had, like, my stall was my stall, right? My stall was second to the wall because I thought then no one would dare come on either side of me.
Oh, to get a buffer zone. Yes. Sorry.
I had a really good buffer. Yeah.
You know that American toilet situation usually pretty dire with the, like, the zero privacy
thing.
Doors. No privacy whatsoever. So there are two work bathrooms that stick out of my mind as my favorite. And one of them was the UK Sophos offices bathrooms because y'all had floor to ceiling doors. And that was like a novelty to me. And it was like going to the bathroom at home. It was so great. And there was like a window that looked out. It was great. I mean, this is so long ago. So I remember
of places here in the UK have that. And I love it too.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it's just like, thank you.
Yeah, like an actual window that looks out into nature so I can feel at home while doing my business. It feels great. and then I worked in a really, really nice building in downtown Boston once that also had floor-to-ceiling doors, very heavy doors. But the problem was that people would sometimes use those for after-work activities with a work crush.
Interesting that you bring that up,
no!
Maria.
Okay, yeah, all right. We actually had to have emails going around, please don't fuck in the bathrooms, and also please don't smoke weed in the bathrooms.
God. It's like you've written this story.
Oh, my God.
It's
okay. It's almost like I wrote it. Okay. Okay. But I didn't.
Okay. Okay. Courtney likes the one near the wall, right? So
because you have to brace yourself sometimes.
Yeah. She likes to be... She likes to be near the wall always hoping that no one comes to the one next to her. And she likes to pee or do whatever she
likes. Hobbies include urinating.
You know, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, wait. Oh.
She likes to pee or do whatever and wordle in peace.
Okay.
Right? She likes to do a little wordling.
Okay.
Right? And she's smart because she always checks the loo next to her to make sure it has toilet paper. That way, she avoids any like, sorry, can you give me some butt wipe?
Oh, man, that's a lot of extra work.
Right. She likes a bit of peace when she's having to do her business.
See, if that happens to me, I'm just like, no English. Or I just lift my feet up so I just don't exist. The door is closed, but there's nobody in here. Sorry.
God.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm totally kidding. I just don't exist anymore.
So she's settled in her little, you know, washroom station, and she's looking at her Wordle, and she's on level two, and she hears this noise that makes her kind of stop in her tracks, because it's a moany sound.
Mm-mm.
And maybe kind of sexy, right? So she strains to listen more, and hears nothing, and after a few beats, she hears a loud whisper of, oh my God, okay? And she's like, she's like, Jesus Christ. So,
on the toilet, guys. I've never understood. Never. And I know it happens because it happened at the place I worked at. But I will never get it.
She's in a U.S. hospital loo, right?
Yeah.
There are huge cracks, as you know, right?
Uh-huh.
Between where the door locks and on the bottom and the top. So she's peering her little eye through the stall door, right? In that little crack.
Okay, that's a little weird, though.
And she's trying to see where the sound, and she sees diagonally across her, like, the door is shut, someone's in there.
Yeah. Does she see two sets of feet underneath the door?
She can't see that.
Okay.
Okay. But she's wondering what could be going on. So, okay. There could be like two people fucking, right? There could be a bean flicking party of one. God. I only have put that in if you make
it. I just hate the phrase. I don't know why. It's like,
there could be like a sexy video, something, something going on.
Yeah, somebody forgot that they had a tab open or something from last night.
Yeah. Or maybe they're talking to their loved one and having a little.
Yeah. People having conversations in the loo, another little pet peeve of mine. Yeah.
Okay, so you're Courtney at this stage in the loo. What's your modus operandi?
Rip a humongous fart. Honest to God. And then be like,
what if you couldn't? Would you fake it with your armpit?
You know, I'm trying to think, when I've been really annoyed at people who are having like a full conversation in the bathroom, like I make absolutely no attempt to be quieter than normal. I can't make myself much louder on purpose. I'm telling people way too much about my bowel movements. I mean, generally, I want to get out of a bathroom as quickly as possible. So, I mean.
Right. You'd be like, let's get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Yeah. I mean, if I had a fart I was holding, I would use that moment to let it rip, to be honest with you. And then I love it when people go, ew, because it's like you're in a bathroom, dude. Like,
all I'm going to say is Courtney's not like you.
Well, not many people are.
Yeah. And she's really unhappy with this. Like, cause you know, we know her character right now. Like, this is rule breaking 101, isn't it?
True.
Right?
She kicks that door down. How dare you, sir? No.
Yeah, and she wants to know who the hell's in there, right? And there's like hundreds of staff who use this floor, this loo and this floor. So she finishes her business and she's washing her hands. And she is sure, because she can't hear over the water, that she hears another moan.
Gross.
And she does this like split decision, you know, thing, and decides to knock on the stall door and say, is everything okay? And she says it brightly, but slightly acidly.
Right, because she's in the hospital, so maybe somebody's having an episode. Like, maybe they're passing
it
out.
Doesn't snow. Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
Right? And immediately you heard a ton of shuffling and then a very loud but not unclear, oh, fuck off, Courtney. Okay.
What? Right.
I know.
How dare.
I know.
How dare.
Okay. And Courtney's like stunned and furious, but also like
intrigued.
I don't know who that voice is. I don't know who just said that. And she's really curious and she wants to wait outside the loo, right? Or the stall or outside the washroom just to find out who this person is.
I'm sure she's got shit to do. Yeah.
But duty calls and she has to run off.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Just get that phone out and take a picture of the shoes.
Right. Put the phone under the door. It's like wide enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's just a joke.
Gross.
That happened to Graham. My co-host.
No way!
Yes, my co-host on Smashing Security. Maria, next time you're on, please ask him.
Oh, God. Yes. I don't know if I want to know.
Well, yes. Yes. Okay. The thing is, you know, I'd be like, ha, 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 funny, right? I'd smile a bit at it. I'd tell my husband maybe when I got home, but that would be it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Okay.
But Courtney's not like that.
She just can't let it go.
She can't let it go. She doesn't start gossiping about it around the hospital or anything. She's just like consumed with, who was that? Who said fuck off Courtney? Who would dare?
Who told me to fuck off? And how do I get them fired?
Right. And she's like going around the hospital, listening to staff talking, trying to recognize the voice, never recognizing the voice. And it probably would have never come to anything except today, Maria, today, only a few weeks, you know, after this first washroom incident, Courtney is back in her wall-flanked loo stall.
Yep, yep.
Right, with her Wordle, and it is completely damaged by a deep sigh followed by a high squeal of delight that sounds almost definitely like a fucking orgasm.
Gross.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is her first. That's I have that written in my notes. Gross.
Gross,
says Courtney.
Gross.
Okay.
Gross.
Okay, so what do you do? Okay, you're there, you're eye rolling.
Is there another bathroom?
No, there is on every floor, but it's a total pain to get to the other one. So you're on this floor.
Okay. I mean, you could always go with the really passive aggressive route of typing up a note and pasting it on the door, being like, please do not fuck in the bathrooms.
Yeah, it's the same stall. So you could even just put it on that stall and say, no fucking here, please. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could talk to HR and be like, could you send out an email?
Honestly, though, if that happened to me, if I was in there having my business meeting and doing my Wordle, yeah, and that happened, I think I would get myself into that really panicky giggle situation where you're trying not to laugh out loud. And then it comes out of your eyeballs. Has that ever happened to you? Like it literally spills out of your eyeballs because you're trying to keep your mouth shut?
Yes.
That's what would be happening to me. And I have been in that situation.
I can totally see it.
And it's horrific and it's painful. But you lose probably 300 calories doing that because it is unbelievably stressful.
The flop sweat. Yeah, exactly. And then you emerge from the bathroom covered in a sheen of sweat. Exactly. And people are like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm good. It was just a difficult one.
So what are her options at the moment? Okay, let's think about this. Okay, because Courtney's furious. She, you know, she loves her washroom breaks and she loves her hospital.
I know what she needs. I know what she needs. She needs me
to
walk in there with her and just go, oh my God, is somebody fucking in the bathroom? Like, really? just somebody, that's not Courtney, just somebody else who's okay with being that person for a minute or forever. There's got to be somebody she works with who'll be like, who's fucking in the bathroom? Like that.
Do you want to know what her options were? What she was thinking in her head? As what to do
play the
in retaliation?
Music on her phone?
Wash your hands really loudly.
Oh, honey.
Okay. No. Get hospital HR involved. So swing. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Bang on the door.
No. Too direct.
Okay. So Courtney, she's quite furious right now, right? And she decides to make an announcement because after all, the person in the loo, they knew who she was. So she belts out, whoever you are in there, I think what you're doing is disgusting. And I am of the right mind to tell HR. It's bleeping outrageous.
Yeah. Did she actually say bleeping?
She's proper.
Shut the front door. This is bleeping rude.
Exactly. And she goes, let me make it super clear to you in your preferred language. No fucking in the washrooms.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
And they're probably doing the thing where they're going.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Or you're just like frozen in the headlights, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what I would be. I'd be like, fuck. I'd be like, no one's hearing us. Everything's fine. Shit. Mm-hmm. And then Courtney decides to push it, right? So she goes, well, and the door starts to open, right? And suddenly Courtney is now suddenly scared shitless because the door is kind of creaking open like some kind of freaking horror film, right? But she's super excited to find out who the hell the person is. But the person doesn't come out. The person just says, hey, Courtney, why don't you come over here? Come over here, Courtney. Come see the massive log that's plaguing my constipated ass since I hit my second trimester. Come see. Come have a look.
Ew.
No, but what? What? I mean, she's pregnant, she's constipated, and she's in the right place, in a loo.
Does she have hemorrhoids?
I don't know what, but it's basically she has now passed whatever has been plaguing her.
Hence the mega loud orgasm sound.
And is offering it as a viewpoint for Courtney.
So the orgasmic sounds that involve a deep voice. So there was only
successful release of the
pregnant lady taking a good shit.
Plaguing mass.
Okay. I'm still saying ew, though, because it's just like the sounds. I mean, I don't need poops being annotated, right? Like.
But you were talking about farting the whole time.
That's like, true. Well, I just assumed there were two people in there, but there's one person. Okay.
A shitty denouement.
A shitty denouement. I did not anticipate your denouement. Oh, God. I don't want to see it, but I sympathize with being super backed up.
So would you buy that right away, though? Because she could be full of shit.
Well, not anymore, hopefully.
But you know what I mean? There could be someone standing on the toilet in there.
I don't want to see anybody's poo at all, ever.
Exactly.
If she's been that backed up, I sympathize. And
exactly. So all of you guys out there listening who have little trees in the loo, this is how you get out of it if you get caught. Boom.
I don't need to see somebody on the toilet. I'd rather just take your word for it. I really would. I really,
exactly.
really would. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but I'm saying that's the perfect cover.
So you're saying that potentially Log Dropper just called her bluff. Okay. So if invited to view somebody's poo, you should say yes.
And that's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts.
And technically review. If you want to get in touch with us on social media, we are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter for as long as Twitter exists when Elon Musk hasn't nuked it from orbit. And at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram, as long as Meta still exists. And I'm on Mastodon at Varmazis at mstdn.social.
I will join soon.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Promise we won't talk about poop.
No promises. No promise. Curl, I feel like now would be a good time for me to read the amazing comment that we got.
We probably won't get any more, so you may as well.
Not after this episode, no. If anything, we're going to get a lot of unsubscribes because people are like, that's too much poop in one episode. I mostly listen to Sticky Pickles late at night while going to sleep. I have a remote job, so I stay at home with my parents and it gets super depressing. But listening to you guys makes it all fade away. It feels as if I'm having a chat with my friends, listening to them tell their crazy stories, and it makes sleeping alone day after day a lot easier and keeps those depression-filled thoughts at bay. After all of it, I'm busy laughing to what you guys are talking about. So keep this going on because that's what Sticky Pickles is for me.
Absolutely brilliant comment. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys keep us going. So thank you. So nice to hear from everybody.
I couldn't say that better.